A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erechin Daf Yud. Erechin 10a. Pagination is 19. The Mishnah towards the top of the page discusses, among other things, the musical accompaniment that existed in the Beis HaMikdash in conjunction with the Leviim reciting Hallel. And the Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amud, about 8 lines up, discusses the number of days of the year that full Hallel is recited. You'll remember that full Hallel means that even the two paragraphs that are sometimes omitted are also recited, meaning the obligation is more distinctive. So the statement of the Gemara is, Shemona Asar Yomim, there are 18 days, Shehayachid Gomer Bohenes HaHallel, that the individual would complete Hallel, meaning without the omission of those two paragraphs. Shemona Yemech HaChag, 8 days of Sukkis, that means Sukkis including Shemini Atzeres, the 8th day, Ushemona Yemech Hanukkah, and the 8 days of Hanukkah, V'yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, just the first day of Pesach, V'yom Tov Shal Atzeres, and the day of Shavuos. And we continue and we say, Uvigola, and if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, Esrim Ve'echod, it ends up at 21, because you have to add 3 days. Tisha Yemei HaChag, we add a day to Sukkis. That's what we call Simchas Torah. Ushemona Yemei Chanukah, you still have 8 days of Chanukah. We don't observe Sveika de Yoma on Chanukah. Ushnei Yamim Tovim Shal Pesach, and the first day of Pesach becomes 2 because of Sveika de Yoma, the 2 days in the exile that we observe. Ushnei Yamim Tovim Shal Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos, the way we observe it. The Gemara continues and develops the obvious noteworthy fact here that Pesach is not getting full Hallel through the entire Yom Tov. Maishina b'chag de'amrinon kol yoma. Why is it that on Sukkis we recite full Hallel every day? Or maishina b'pesach de'lo amrinon, but on Pesach we don't recite full Hallel the whole Yom Tov. We recite what's called half Hallel. We omit those two paragraphs. It's of a lesser degree of obligation, kol yoma, for the remaining days. Top of Amud Beis, dechag chalukin karbonoseyin. The Yom Tov of Sukkis has unique karbonos every day. So every day coming into it is really special. De Pesach, ein chalukin b'karbonoseyin. Pesach doesn't have unique karbonos throughout the Yom Tov, and therefore the first 2 days, 1 day, is considered significant enough to warrant full Hallel. The remaining days that are repetitive, ve'kraftem, we repeat the same section in Kriyas HaTorah and in Musaf, because it's only one basic sequence of karbanos, so that doesn't get a new unique attentiveness regarding Hallel, and it gets what we call half Hallel for those remaining days. Asks the Gemara, Shabbos, de chalukah b'karbanos ha'aleima. Shabbos is unique in its karbanos, meaning the day before did not have such karbanos, and today does have such karbanos, so it's very exciting, so it should get Hallel. Lema, you should say Hallel. And the Gemara responds, Lo Ikri Moed. It's not called a holiday. Rosh Chodesh de Ikri Moed Lema. Rosh Chodesh is called a holiday, so you should say full Hallel. We only say Bidilug, skipping those two paragraphs. And the Gemara answers, Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. it doesn't have a prohibition of work. And we quote a pasuk that it needs mekudash lachag, and that would be the case of Ta'un Shira. If it's designated as a holiday, prohibition of work, then it requires the special hallel. Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim de'ikri moed v'ikdash ba'asiyas melacha leima. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have both qualities. It's called moed, and it's forbidden in work, so we should recite hallel. Answers the Gemara Mishum de Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo explained an attitude regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. De Amar Rabbi Avo, Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Mepnei Ma'in Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, why aren't the Jewish people reciting Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Amalohen, Hashem responded, Efshem Malach Yoshev HaKisei HaDin, can it be that when the king is sitting on the chair of justice, V'sifre Chayim V'sifre Mesim P'suchim Lefanov, and the books of life and death are open in front of Hashem, for Yisrael Omrim Shira, the Jewish people are going to recite Hallel, that's insensitive. And therefore, they do not recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's a comment that I like to make over here, that the angels ask the question at all. They also know that it's a day of judgment. Why would they ask, why aren't the Jewish people saying Hallel? You could see what's going on. Why would they say Hallel? It's a day of judgment. And the answer, presumably, is that the angels watching what's going on have every indication that they should be saying Hallel, because Hashem is accepting the Jewish people back in tshuva. It's a very special day. So from what they see in their vantage point, from their vantage point in heaven, they have every reason to ask, why aren't the Jewish people saying Shira? And Hashem says, but it's still a day of judgment. You can't say Hallel. That's over the top. The Gemara continues exploring Chanukah and Purim. V'Chanukah de'lohachi v'lohachi v'ka'amar. Chanukah is not called a moed, and it's not forbidden in work. And we are saying Hallel. It's not following the pattern you outlined. And the Gemara answers, Mishum Nisa. The miracle was so great that they legislated Hallel. Purim de'ika Nisa Lema. Well, Purim had a tremendous nes that seems to be comparable to Chanukah's. We should recite Hallel, and we don't. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak lefishen amrim shira al nesha b'chutzal la'aretz. Rabbi Yitzchak responded, we don't recite Hallel if it's a miracle outside of Eretz Yisrael. The joy is not complete. Doesn't trigger Hallel. Maskev l'Rav Nachum Rabbi Yitzchak v'arei yetzias Mitzrayim. The paradigm of Hallel was the Jews leaving Mitzrayim and reciting Hallel. And that was Dnes Shebuchutz La'aretzu V'Amrinan Hallel. That's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we recited Hallel. Kedetanya. That we can explain. Ad Shalom Nichnesu Yisrael La'aretz Huchshiru Kolo Ad Ratzos Lomar Shira. Before the Jewish people came to Eretz Yisrael, all the lands were fitting to say Shira to generate the obligation of Hallel. But once they came to Eretz Yisrael, other lands do not warrant, the miracles of other lands don't warrant reciting Shira. So that's one answer. Rav Nachman Omar Kiryasa Zuhi Halila. Rav Nachman said, reciting the Megillah is its Hallel. It's a unique type of Hallel. We say the story and it praises Hashem. Even though Hashem's name is not in the Megillah, firstly, we know what's going on. And secondly, we start it with Baruch Atah Hashem. Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvot V'Tzivanu. It's very clear what we're doing here. And that is considered halal. Rava Omar, Rava said, Bishlam Mahasam Halal Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro. You know why we don't recite halal on Purim? When we left Mitzrayim, we could say we've been redeemed. Hacha halalu avdei Hashem velu avdei Achashverosh. But over here, we're going to say praise Hashem that we're servants of Hashem. We haven't been totally redeemed from Achashverosh to have that strength of a halal statement. Akati avdei Achashverosh anan. We're still servants of Achashverosh. So we have different perspectives regarding Halel. One approach is, we are saying Halel. Another approach is, it doesn't warrant Halel because it's not meeting the specs. Either we're not totally redeemed, or once we entered Eretz Yisrael, other types of redemption don't truly warrant that level that we're going to recite Halel. The classic question on this topic would be Yom Ha'atzma'ut, which again, we should take politics out of this, and everybody's very heartfelt feelings on the topic. And just looking at it in the light of our Gemara, the question here is, one of the reasons is v'lo avdei Achashverosh, that we shouldn't be beholden to other regimes, and the delicate nature that we're still in Galus definitely highlights the reasoning of dissent, while we definitely recognize the enormous miracle and can also readily understand those that say that you should recite Halel. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.